Catcher Evan Skaug helped lead Texas Christian University to the College Baseball World Series all 3 years he played at Lupton Stadium there in Fort Worth. He hit 7 homers his freshman year, had 46 ribbies. As a soft, he had 51 RBIs. And his junior season, he creamed 20 homers and knocked in 70. He helped make Omaha, well, sort of a second home for the Horned Frogs. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at the all-new look, WWIB.com, for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show. Evan Skaug was drafted by the Chicago White Sox in 2017. He's playing high A ball in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and he's back with me on the Sports and Commentary show. All right, so an incredible college career for you, Evan. Like I said, you helped the team make the College Baseball World Series all the years you played at TCU, and you led the team, and of course a great backstop there behind the dish, and it's sort of like you were the secret sauce for this program going to Omaha all those years.
No, I'm not going to take credit as the secret sauce. That staff and the older, when I came to school as a freshman, the older players, the culture that was there was the secret sauce. But I mean, yeah, it was a special ride. I would choose to go to college 100 times for those experiences, for those friendships, and for the experiences. But yeah, going to the College World Series 3 years in a row was a surreal experience. You know, where you feel like a big leaguer when you're walking around town, and you feel like a little kid, soaking in all the experiences. So definitely something I'll never, ever forget.
Yeah, I bet. You guys came close to that title series. I think 1 year knocked out by the Cinderella Coastal Carolina team that won it all. What are your memories of Omaha?
Man, all 3 years we were really close. We ran, once you get to the College World Series, it's not, how good your team is on paper. It's just who's the hottest at the moment. And, we ran into that Coastal team who was hot, and the next year we ran into Florida. So we obviously had wanted to go all the way and bring home the first national championship to TCU. But, we laid down some really good groundwork for the future. And so, each year we were hoping for tears of joy, but ended up with, lots of tears of sadness, sending guys out and not being able to bring home the trophy.
Yeah, it's tough. They had you as maybe a third or fourth rounder in high school, but you wanted to play college ball, had that experience. How much did playing at TCU sort of prep you for the pros?
I think it was a huge step, mostly just as an individual. I think, I came into college as a very introverted person. And so my coaching staff really brought it out of me to become a leader and to be able to, interact with players, other staff, people, just in the community. And so I think that, the things I learned off the baseball field, and even just developing a sound routine, I think, are things that I'll cherish the most, and I think have helped me the most in pro ball.
All right, Chicago White Sox farmhand catcher Evan Skaug with me. I'd like to have you take a few minutes here, Evan, to unpack your story of finding a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what it's all about. How's this impacted your baseball journey?
I mean, as a person, I'm a perfectionist. Something that I've learned from my dad, just have to get everything right, and I feel like I have to take on the pressures of being a student athlete, being a professional athlete, and so in a game of baseball where it's all failure, I really the weight of the pressures of every day would weigh on me very heavy. And so I would try to, make everything take everything into my own hands, which just, would bog me down and keep me in a bad headspace. And so little stressors here and there would set me over the edge. And so Mitchell, as I mentioned earlier, was the one that kind of sat me down. And the Chauncey Franks is the SCA leader at TCU. And we had some good conversations, and, you know, that was what made me say yes, is when I had, you know, I had somebody to lean on and put all my stressors into, and be able to talk with somebody. Somebody that, you know, I knew would have, you know, my best plan, my best interest in mind, and always had a plan for me. And so after talking with those two and just realizing that I could push the weight on my shoulders off to somebody who could carry those for me, is the moment that I said yes.
Mm-hmm. So baseball, maybe more than any other sport, is performance-based. I mean, it's all about stats, right? How you're hitting, what level you're playing. How does turning to Jesus in your life and allowing him to rule and reign in your life, how does that kind of level things out for you? And you don't base your value on what you do on the diamond.
Yeah, it does take the pressure off me, because I know that, you know, if I'm meant to make the big leagues, it'll happen. And I know that, you know, I've talked about support system of family and friends, but, you know, I have the ultimate support system with me every day, no matter where I am, no matter how far I am away from family and friends, you know, he's right by my side. And so it does, you know, professional baseball can get lonely sometimes because everybody's hunting for the same job. But, you know, I know that I'll never be lonely, and I'll never, you know, be away from my strengths and from my peace and my grace.
Good. 25-year-old Evan Skoud, catcher in the Chicago White Sox, system former TCU star. Thank you for taking all this time. Thanks for coming back today. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. God bless you, too.